الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنا التواب الرحيم. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a name that is known as At-Tawwab. And At-Tawwab means two things. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the acceptor of a person's tawbah. Then when a person makes tawbah to Allah ta'ala for their sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who accepts a person's tawbah, wipes away that sin. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a tawwab, means that Allah is always turning towards his servants. The other meaning of ta'ib is that a person returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like when a person returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also infinitely turning towards his servant, turning to his servant in his intense and maximum mercy and rahmat. Tawbah means that a person, they leave their sin and they have remorse and regret about their sins. That I'm sorry, Allah, whatever sins I've done, I'm sorry. And then thirdly, to have a firm intention that we won't commit this sin in the future. So three things: that a person leaves their sins, have remorse and regret over their past sin, and a firm intention in future not to commit that sin. And if a person has some hukukul ibad, then they should fulfill the rights from other people or ask forgiveness from them also. Whoever is able to do these tasks, they complete their tawbah. And when a person completes their tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their tawbah. Allah ta'ala wipes away their sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away the effects of those sins. Sometimes we are unable to make tawbah because we look at our own abilities. But what we need to do is that we should learn to focus on the azmat of Allah Ta'ala and also the rahmat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The azmat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is that whenever a person sins, there is an effect of that sin. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوًا يُجَزَى بِهِ. Every sin that a person does, it has consequences. And we have to face those consequences in Akhirah, but also in this dunya. So for example, there will be an onslaught of worries in our life. Musibatim, parishani, difficulty. This is one effect of sin. Then there will be restlessness in our heart. Sometimes people say that we take tablets, we're not able to sleep at night. People become patients of depression, restless, they lose their itminan, their contentment, they become upset. This restlessness is also an effect of sin. And then a person is sometimes also deprived of acts of obedience. Person doesn't want to pray or don't feel like praying, don't feel like doing tilawat or practicing the sharia. Practicing the deen feels like a burden. Du'as are also not accepted. Many people say that we make dua, but Allah does not listen. Allah listens to our duas, but duas are not accepted. Just like a father, when you make him upset, the father listens to your request, but doesn't respond to that request. And the ni'mat and the blessings that we have, because of our sins, they're also taken away. From izzat, a person gets zillat because of their sins. From wealth, a person becomes poor. So these worries in that person's life, their tasks are unfulfilled. Their tasks are scattered all over the place. Whatever they touch, they spoil it. Barakah is taken away. These are all effects of sins that happen when a person does them. We look for the consequences in the wrong places. If you were to look for the consequences in the right places, every one of us would realize and feel that we are being punished because of our sin. People become disobedient to us. Our friend betrays us. Our colleague betrays us. It's a consequence. Our ibadat, we lose that sukoon in our ibadat. Whenever any person, he does a sin, a host of difficulties come into that person's life as an individual. When society sins, the society will also face worries and difficulties as a society. This is the usul. The Sahaba Ikram were not expert bureaucrats or expert economists. They were not expert officials. But they purged their heart of sin. They brought itminan into their heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them peace in that society. It was a city of Aman. This is called Tawfiq. You get success, favor, and grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You live in a state of collective peace and security. This comes from making tawbah for sins. When a person has worry, normally, when a person is going through that difficulty, this is because of our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a few ways of punishing people. Number one, when a person does a sin, so there is ta'khir, that Allah ta'ala leaves it. Allah leaves the punishment for later, ta'khir. So a person does the sin now but faces the consequences later. This is part of the mercy of Allah, that Allah gives some time, that let me see if this person comes back in tawbah. If this person repents to me. Allah is Al-Halim. Allah restrains himself, holds back. But eventually, if that period passes and the person doesn't leave sin, still doesn't make tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ta'khir, with some delay, can punish that person for that sin. So this is first. And then there's also another way through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts, which is tadbir. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches that person do that sin, but Allah ta'ala waits and delays, does ta'khir, and still when the person doesn't do istighfar and tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes hidayah on that person. Stop sending hidayah. And then all that time after that sin, when Allah is sending hidayah, so maybe that person would do istighfar and tawbah. When a person keeps on refusing that hidayah, not making istighfar, not making tawbah, they keep on doing that sin, then Allah Ta'ala lets them be. Allah Ta'ala lets them go. Allah lets them go into deeper and deeper sin. And Allah Ta'ala mentions this in Quran, that فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When these people forgot the nasihat of Allah, the zikr of Allah, when they forgot the warning of the Quran, then fatahna alayhim abwaba kulli shay. We opened up the doors of every single thing in the world for them. We threw the dunya at their feet. We opened up the gates and doors to all bounties in this world for them. When they chose to entirely forget the zikr and nasihat of the Quran, Allah gave them the entire dunya so that they could become even more heedless and distant from Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led them go even further and deeper into that path that they have chosen for themselves. And then hatta iza farihu bima utu akhadnahum baghtatan, until they became so happy and content that they thought they were in a state of bliss with which they were given in this dunya. And then Allah says, I set my punishment upon them all of a sudden. All of a sudden, for some people, the tadbir comes from Allah. And sometimes a person may die without making tawbah. And then there will be another azab in the qabr and in akhirah. In hadith, it comes, there was a person from Abd from Bani Israel. And the Prophet ﷺ gave this story about him, that all of a sudden he started falling into sin and he kept doing that sin. But everything remained the same. Even outwardly was still doing salah, fasting, ibadah. And one day he also was amazed at his own situation and made dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, you're so kareem and generous that I'm sinning. I have not left this sin, but still I haven't made tawbah also. But you're allowing me to continue that level of ibadah, prayer, everything. So then the Prophet ﷺ said that he heard a voice from Allah Ta'ala that, O my servant, I have punished you for your sin. Why is it that you think that I have not punished you? But he said that, Allah, I see everything is exactly the same. Allah said, no. Ever since you were sinning, from that day I have taken away that lutf and lazat of your ibadah. And then he started crying and he made true tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this itself can be a consequence. And if you look at even this one thing, how many of us can say that we have this sweetness and enjoyment in our ibadah? How many of us can say that we go to sleep deep, with that deep desire for pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the next day? So it means that we must repent of all of our sins so that we can remove these effects of sins from our life. And we must, so that we can come back to the pleasure of ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab, Allah is the acceptor of tawbah. Allah loves to accept tawbah. Allah loves this tawbah so much that when a person returns back, the Prophet ﷺ explained that there was a person who was in the desert all alone with his camel. And the camel had all of his food and drink and his life depended on that camel. And then that camel suddenly became absent from him. He couldn't see that camel and he thought that the camel has moved away. And the person was searching, started looking, but wasn't able to find that camel. And he realized that the camel has gone. And now he was waiting for his death, that I have no food to eat, no drink to drink. And he was resting. And then just waiting for death to come and overtake him. But at that time, suddenly out of nowhere, he sees that camel back. And then the camel is again laden with all that food and drink. And he became so happy seeing that camel because his life, he saw that he can now live in an estate of happiness and joy. He said that, Allah, you are my servant and I am your Rabb. And he wanted to say the opposite. That Allah, I am your abd, your servant, and you are my Rabb and Lord. But he wasn't able to control his happiness. He said something else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy with the servant when they come to him in tawbah than that person when he found his lost camel. And the mashayikh have mentioned the three things that if a person does, Allah sends a special madad, help, and assistance on them. The first is that when a person makes a niyat to build a masjid, true sincere niyat, Allah sends his assistance. And second is that person who is poor, but makes niyat that he wants to marry his daughter or son according to the Sharia, doesn't have the financial means to do so, but wants to please Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala helps that person. And third type of person is that who makes sincere, pure tawbah to Allah. Irada in their heart that they want to leave all sins, they want to save themselves from a sinful life. Their intention and niyat is so beloved that Allah Ta'ala sends his khas, special madad and help, his special mercy on that person, helps that person leave sin. So it means that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. It's just our intention that we have to make in order to get that mercy. We have to make a sincere intention in our heart that Allah, we want to get away with our sins. If a person thinks that I want to do this in one last time, one more time, then we're not sincere in our heart. If we want to get away with it, we want to do it along with everything else. We want to find some excuse for it, some justification, rationalization. That's the reason why we don't get the special help of Allah. Because we don't really truly deeply desire to leave it. And that's what we have to do today. Then we have to learn to deeply desire to leave all these sins and make true tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. It's the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that is going to take a person out of this sin. Illa ma rahima rabbi. And when a person makes this true tawbah is that a person leaves it completely and has this firm intention, irada, not to return back to it ever in his life. And then after that, a person tries to lead a life of piety. They leave their bad friends. They leave that bad environment. They leave those things which remind them of sin. Those things which take them back to sin. They change their environment. Like a diamond which is lying in the gutter. You purify it, but you also have to change that place, so that it remains complete and pure. And likewise, a person then doesn't rely on their nafs. The Sharia says that don't give option to your nafs. If there is something which their nafs can tempt you, you should leave that object also. If there were glasses in which you used to drink alcohol, Sharia says that once you make tawbah, break those alcohol also. So a person, they don't rely on their nafs. They leave that bad environment, those things which remind them of sin. And then after that, they adopt a life of piety and taqwa. That's their intention. They start doing more and more good deeds. Before, if they had bad friends, now they have pious friends. Before, if they used to go to bad gatherings, now they're going to pious gatherings. Before, if they used to eat haram food, now they're eating halal food. They're using their body for work of deen. Inna al-hasanat yuzhibna as-sayyi'at. Good deeds, they become a kafara, a compensation for the bad deeds. They wipe away our misdeeds. So when a person makes this tawbah, true tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him certain gifts. Gift number one is Allah ta'ala grants that person taqwa. That when a person makes true tawbah, Allah ta'ala grants that person taqwa. This is what we call getting taqwa through tawbah. Taqwa means that Allah enables this person to stay away from sin. And Allah enables, not the person himself. Allah enables this person to guard himself from that sin. Allah enables this person to protect himself from sin. Many times a person says that I cannot leave sin. I cannot stay away from sin. My nafs is very wicked. But yeah, I cannot save myself. But if I make true tawbah to Allah, Allah can save me. When making true tawbah, we keep our gaze on Allah. Allah will cast rahmah. And Allah will put hatred of those sins in our heart. Our tabiyat will flee from that sins. Allah will grant us protection. So this is what we need to do. When we make true tawbah, Allah will give us taqwa. Allah will give us taqwa instead. And the second gift, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants upon that person khushu and khuzu in their ibadah. Allah bestows upon that person a humbleness, a humility, a softness in their heart. There is an awe and a reverence of Allah in their heart. He makes that person one of those people who are soft, a soft, humble, gentle slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a gift for tawbah. Allah gives them khushu and khuzu. Khushu and khuzu. And then the third gift is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills that person's heart, that qalb, that spiritual heart, with sukoon and surur, which means happiness and tranquility, with bliss. This is the English word for surur. Absolute bliss and peace as a gift for making true tawbah. Then what happens is that even those past memories, they don't haunt him. Sometimes it happens that a person makes tawbah, right? A person says that I'm thinking about those past thoughts, past memories. But when a person makes true tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true irada, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes those past memories. Allah has the power to wipe away those sinful memories. And instead, Allah ta'ala inscribes His remembrance on our heart. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for that individual. Allah ta'ala saves him from the past. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person himmat. Sometimes people force us to commit sin. And we say that I'm so weak. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person himmah, inner quwwat, that even if the entire world was to combine and force this person to commit sin, Allah will save him. Allah will save her, and that person is saved because of the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a gift that comes from Allah. There is absolute bliss, happiness, and tranquility in the heart of that individual. And then the fourth gift. Fourth gift is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the helper for that person in all of their worldly deeds. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That person who makes true tawbah, leaves all sins, puts his trust on Allah and reliance on Allah, faith on Allah, that Ya Allah, this world that you have made, if I stay within the halal of this world, no matter how much I might be attracted or tempted or deluded or duped by the haram of this world, if I trust upon you, that if I stay upon the halal of this world, everything in my life will be fine, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything in his life go fine. Allah ta'ala makes everything in his or her life go fine. Same ayah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Then that person who gives up all sins and trusts and depends on Allah, Allah is sufficient for them. Allah takes care of all of the needs of this world. So not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our sins out of His mercy, Allah number two bestows upon us this gift of taqwa. Allah gives us the gift of khushu and khuzu, humility and humbleness. And Allah gives us the gift of surur and sukoon, contentment and absolute bliss. And this gift that Allah Ta'ala takes care of all our worldly needs. And this is why so many times we mention this before also. Man kana lillah kana lahu lahu. That when you make yourself for Allah, this is the fifth gift of tawbah. That a person who repents of sins and they give themselves entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they become the mistaq, the living embodiment of this. Man kana lillah kana lahu lahu. Allah becomes for that person. Allah gifts himself. Allah gifts himself to that person. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifting his love, his qurb, his closeness and proximity, his own very self to that person. This is what we say in Urdu, Allah wala. You become an Allah wala. If there is an Allah wala, that person will never be parishan. No way. This is what it means to be Allah wala. Kana lahu lahu. Allah becomes theirs. That's Allah wala. Like dud wala, someone who has milk, and zameen wala, someone who has land. Allah wala, someone who has Allah. This is the fifth gift of tawbah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his own very self. And this is why me and you, we need to make tawbah. And mashayikh, they mentioned three more things. That number one, that however much a person loves Allah, then Allah will make that person, will make other people love him. However much Allah ta'ala, a person loves Allah, Allah will decree that the creation will also love him. This is why. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps that person with this, with a robe, with a special assistance. So these are the nights that we have. And in this night, one of the greatest amal, people ask that, what is the amal that we should do if you find Laylatul Qadr? The greatest act that a person supposed to do, the lazim act, the necessary act, the one act that every person is supposed to do on Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, is once Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, if I find Laylatul Qadr and I'm searching, and if I know that this is Laylatul Qadr, then what should I do at that time? What should I
what ibadah. And the Prophet said that you should make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. That, oh Allah, you should seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, make tawbah to Allah. Your dua should be, Allahumma innaka afuun, Allah, you love to forgive our sins. Kareemun, Allah, you're very merciful, very soft and generous. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. Allah, this is your mahbub sifat. Fa'fu anna, Allah, forgive us for all our sins. So we should use this night to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to join our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should seek and search for Laylatul Qadr among these nights, and means that you should be seeking Allah's mercy on these nights, seeking His forgiveness on these nights, begging for His forgiveness on this night, to seeking and discover the path that can lead us back to Him. Make tawbah, to seek and discover those hidden, bring out that hidden iman inside of us, that latent sabr and shukr and taqwa and muhabbah. Reactivate, re-nurture, re-nourish, feed this, to present all of that to Allah Ta'ala on the night, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dear Allah, I'm making tawbah, and now Allah, I ask you to nourish these things in my heart. Nourish them in the last 10 days of Ramadan. It's an incubatory period for the mu'mini, that we are drowning in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And one of these, the Prophet said that it's the odd nights of the month of Ramadan. Now, odd night, so this is an odd night, 23rd, right? Odd night, and we have one of these 10 nights, you would hit the jackpot, 5 out of 10. We would go 10 out of 10. Means we should spend all 10 nights, up to there are about 6, 7, 8 nights left, 7 nights. Spend all 7 nights, 7 out of 7. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that the last 10 nights are very special. There are no more shortcuts now, no more easy way to do Amal on Islam. This is Ramadan. Rise up to the challenge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rise up to honor that Allah ta'ala wishes to bestow upon us. Seek out the infinite, limitless, vast mercy of Allah. Spend these nights in ibadah. What is this? 5 nights, 7 nights. What are 5 nights in our life? In 1 year, nothing. No longer we can make it easy, right? For the young ones, or for the new, or for the beginners. You should just hand yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should rise up to the occasion. Have himmat, have istiqamat. This is your chance. It's there for everyone. Even that person was even stopped praying. This is just his chance for them. This is a chance to get every single ni'mat in the Quran. Me, you, we are running after every single ni'mat in this dunya. This is a chance to get every single ni'mat in the Quran, every single sifat, every single attribute. Sabr, shukr, all of it, everything, every zikr, all of it in these 7 nights of Ramadan. And it begins, the journey begins with tawbah. You make tawbah, you get everything. You come to Allah, tubu ilallah. So we should make niyat in our heart and be true to our niyat and strong in our niyat of tawbah, and give whatever we have to do in these next 7 nights. And at the very least, spend these odd nights in ibadah. Go all out seeking that special mercy of Allah, using that mercy to make true, complete, lasting tawbah, yearning for that mercy, showing that Allah, we are also true seekers. Allah, you are the truest of givers. Allah, we are making ourselves the truest of seekers of your mercy. Laylatul Qadr. Qadr means Qadara. Qadr means night of power, power. This is another way the Muhaddisin have looked at this. Wama Qadarullah haqqa qadri. That they fail to value Allah as He deserves to be valued. They fail to esteem and honor Allah as He deserves to be esteemed and honored. So this is Laylatul Qadr, is a night in which now we finally have a chance to do Qadr of Allah. We do value Allah. We value Him. We honor Him. We esteem Him on this night, as is His right. That on this night we stay completely away from sin, and we pledge and promise ourselves to Allah that Allah, it's tawbah. Tawbah for everything that we did against your wishes. We devote ourselves in tawbah. We make this true tawbah. We make this pledge and promise. We make this dua. We make this dua. We continue to make this dua until we get that tawbah. Until we get that tawbah and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why this night is here. that we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, Ya Allah, even if I lived a whole life of naqadri, where I never valued you, even if I spent the whole year in naqadri, even if I spent the whole 23 days of Ramadan in naqadri, failed to value you, but Laylatul Qadr, I'm going to do qadr of you on this night. I'm going to be like a mu'min on these nights. I'm going to be like a muttaqi on these nights. I'm going to be a ta'ib on this night. I'm going to sincerely repent to you on this night. I'm going to reflect on your rahmat and your azmat in these nights. And I'm going to turn to you in true tawbah. I'm going to look at your mercy and beg you and ask you and entreat you and plead you to forgive for your forgiveness, that you forgive me on these nights. That's another meaning of Laylatul Qadr. And what would that mean then? That if you had to do qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, then Allah will treat as if we have been doing qadr for Him for 83 years. Khayrun min alfi shahr, 1,000 months, 83 years. As if we have been doing qadr of Him for a whole lifetime. As if we have been making tawbah to Him for a whole lifetime. That's what it means. 83 years, it's a whole lifetime. And Allah is doing an ishara that on these nights we can restore ourselves back to being an abd of Allah through this act of tawbah, restore ourselves to a lifetime of valuing and esteeming and honoring Allah, qadr of Allah. 5 nights, actually 4 nights, some of you 3 nights left. We should seek them out. We should be seeking the mercy of Allah on this night and using this mercy to make this one amal which is known as tawbah. Tawbah. In one narration, the Prophet ﷺ said that we should also try to forgive other people, lest that become, so if we want to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also try to be forgiving towards other people. Finally, we should reflect on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason why we are unable to do tawbah is because we look at our own abilities, not at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you realize and understand and appreciate the rahmat of Allah, it becomes easy for a person to make that tawbah. Very easy for a person to leave everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Quran, "Wa rahmati wasiyat kulla shay," that my mercy encompasses every single thing. And we can think that, Allah, I'm also a thing, so please forgive this thing, right? Please forgive me. And I'll mention to you, before we end, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh, he has compiled some of the verses of mercy. One of the great scholars of the Quran, one of the great alims of the Quran, in his tafsir, he has mentioned certain ayat about the mercy of Allah, and he mentions about the Sahaba Ikram, and especially the Khulafa Rashideen, the four rightly guided caliphs. They call their statement that which ayah gave them the most hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they used to make their own tawbah to Allah. They don't even need to make, there are people who are already leading a life of taqwa. But there were certain verses which were so special, so hope-giving, so full of mercy of Allah, that they used to use those verses as a way to repent to Allah. So we'll start with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he used to say that there is one specific khas verse that used to give him very deep hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. And it is this surah, Suratul Isra, which is surah number 17, ayah number 84. And in that ayah, Allah says in the Quran, "Tar kull kullun ya'malu ala shakilati, farabbukum a'lamu biman huwa ahda sabila." That my beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Kull kullu ya'malu ala shakilati," that each and every one being, they do amal according to their disposition, according to their own nature, according to their own mizaj, their tabiyah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to recite this verse and reflect upon this ayah in the following way. That, O Allah, if every person, if every being does amal, does action according to the way that they are, that the way that they are, then, Ya Allah, you will also do amal according to your sifat and your nature and your tabiyah. And that, O Allah, you will also do amal and muamala. You will also deal with us based on your attributes and your temperament, your identity. And so, Allah, you have told us that because you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Rahman. Rahma. So when I look at this, that you have said that my mercy prevails over my wrath. When I look in this ayah that you introduce yourself as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, then I feel hope in your mercy. I feel hope in your mercy that you will treat me not the way anyone else would treat me, but you would treat me the way you would treat me. And you are Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Like there was one person who would jokingly tell that shukr hai qiyamat ke andar faisla aap nahi kar rahe, right? If it was in your ikhtiyar, if it was your decision, that I don't know how many would be free, right? It's a blessing that qiyamat, you are not the decider. Alhamdulillah, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dominion. Allah will decide on that day. Allah said in the Quran that shakilati, that every being, every entity will do amal according to their own disposition, according to their own wish. And this is why we can also make this dua on this night of Ramadan, that Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. Allah, afuun kareemun. Tuhibbul afwa. You are afuun and kareemun. Tuhibbul afwa. Allah, you love to forgive. It befits you to forgive. And Allah, forgive us, have mercy on us, forgive us for our sins, accept our tawbah. This is how Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he found the mercy of Allah ta'ala in this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. Number two, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to mention this other ayah, which is in Surah number 40, verse number 3. And Allah says in the Quran, غافر الزنبي وقابل التوبي Shadid al-Iqabi Zittawul. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zittawul. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that I feel most hopeful of the mercy of Allah ta'ala when I read this part of the Quran, this verse. Why? Because, Ya Allah, you first say Ghafir al-Dhambi, that Allah introduces himself as that being who's the forgiver of sins. Wa qabil al-Tawbi. Tawbi, the acceptor of Tawbah. And then only after this, at the end, you say Shadidul Iqab, that you're stern and severe when it comes to punishment. So on this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, Ya Allah, first Allah wants to forgive the sins. He first wants to accept the Tawbah. And it's only when a person doesn't seek forgiveness, and only when a person doesn't do Tawbah, only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Shadidul Iqab. He's stern. So he had hope in Allah ta'ala's mercy. And while reciting this ayah, he would make istighfar and he would make tawbah. And that's for us also. Ghafir al-Zambi wa qabil al-Tawbi. Remember this and use this in your dua. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to describe himself in the Quran Azim al-Shan. Subhanallah, what a Kareem and a Rahim Rabb that we have. I, Ghafir al-Zambi, I am the forgiver of sins. Wa qabil al-Tawbi, I am the acceptor of Tawbah. This is Allah. This is Ilahul Alameen, Rabbul Alameen. Then Sayyidina Usman, number 3, radiyallahu ta'ala an, he had another ayah, Surah Hijr, Surah 15, verse number 49. Allah says, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafurur rahim. And you can only really enjoy this in the Arabic language. Nabi, that inform my Nabi ibadi, inform my ibad, inform my servants. Anni, that indeed, anal ghafurur rahim. I'm ghafur and I'm rahim. Yani elan kar dijiye mere bandon ko. Go make an announcement. Announce that I am ghafur and I am rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, using the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a certain usloob in the Quran, that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam something and then tells him to tell the believers. And what is this ayah? That indeed, Anni anal ghafoorur rahim, that I am the all forgiving one and I am the all merciful one. And Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this was his ayah that he used to recite and reflect and yearn for, and used to be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also had an ayat from the Quran in which he felt a deep hope and yearning for the mercy of Allah ta'ala. And that is the Surah Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 53. Beautiful ayat of the Quran. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Subhanallah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing a particular group of people. And whenever you have this word Ya in the Quran, Ya, this means khitab. Allah is addressing a group of people. And who is Allah ta'ala addressing? Allazina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who did wrong on their own selves. Those who oppressed their own selves. Literally those who did israf on their own selves. Who did zulm on their own selves by committing sins after sin. So this ayah is an address to the sinful believers. It's not Ya ayyuhalladhina muttaqeen. It is Ya ayyuhalladhina azlamu or asrafu ala anfusihim. And here this is the first sign of Allah's mercy, is that how does He address them? Ya ibadi, O my ibad, O my bandu, my servants. Means that if you oppress your own nafs, I still know you and call you as my ibad. Don't think that you're not my people. You're still mine. You're still mine. You're still my servants. Allah is saying, you're my servants, O my slaves and servants who have wronged and oppressed yourself. Still you are mine. This is called Ya'i Nisbat, Allah giving His own Nisbat to Himself, my Ibadi. And then what does Allah say? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not ever despair of the mercy of Allah. Despite your level best in sinning after sinning after sinning. Right? Do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person thinks that I've done so many sins, such big sins, how will my sins be forgiven? Allah's rahmat is immensely big. Allah says that, oh my servant, if your sins were equal to the stars in the sky, if they're equal to the grain of sand on the earth, if your sins were equal to all the leaves on all the trees, if your sins were equal to the foams of all the waters in the oceans, your sins are less. My rahmat is still more. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi. My maghfirah is more wasi than all of your sins combined together. La taqnatu, do not ever despair of my mercy. Do not think that you have ever done any sin which is beyond the folds of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah is inna Allah yaghfiru zunuba. Allah forgives all the sins, jami'a, in its entirety, completely. Completely. Why? For He's a ghafoorur rahim. A person who had murdered 100 people, Sahih Bukhari, person who had murdered 100 people, he had nadamat, he had remorse, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave his sin, all of his 100 murders, all of his sins were forgiven. Why? Because he had tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to recite and reflect upon this ayat of the Quran. And then he would become hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah himself, he says that there's another ayah which is I found to be very beautiful and gave me a lot of hope. So this is his own ayah, which is Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 82. And Allah says, Alladhina amanu. وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And those people who have adopted Iman, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, and they do not adorn their Iman with any type of shirk or zulm, they don't have any incorrect belief, then they will have of aman. They will have aman, peace and tranquility. They will have aman, they will be protected from Jahannam, aman from the punishment of Allah, aman from the punishment of the grave, aman of the punishment of Jahannam, aman. That is, they will be in Darul Aman, which is Jannah. And they are the ones who are rightly guided, Muhtadun. So Allama Qurtubi Rahmatullah Alayh, he writes that this shows that as long as we preserve our Iman, as long as we preserve our Iman, even if we fall into sin and make Tawbah and turn to Allah for His mercy, because we kept our Iman, we kept our Tawheed purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have Aman from Allah and will have this great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of our own teachers, my own Shaykh, he also had another ayat from the Quran. He said that this ayah gives him a lot of hope. This is Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 17. Another beautiful ayah. Allah says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah says in the Quran that indeed, Tawbah or accepting the repentance becomes mandatory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama tawbatu ala Allah. Accepting Tawbah becomes mandatory upon Allah for those people who commit sin in a state of ignorance. Bi jahalatin. They're committing sin in a state of ignorance, in jahala. Summa yatubuna. And then they make Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min qareeban. They quickly make Tawbah to Allah. After committing that sin in a state of ignorance, they quickly flee to make Tawbah to Allah. Soon after doing that sin, they make Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether the jahalat was due to lack of knowledge, or whether the jahala was a lack of consciousness, or whether the jahalat was a lack of control over their nafs, they lost themselves. They became maghloobul hal in their nafs. Their nafs dominated them, overtook them. Whether the nafs led them to anger, or whether that nafs led them to lust, or that nafs led them to greed, or that nafs led them to lie, or that nafs led them to look at certain unlawful things. But what did they do? After that, they made Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soon, quickly, kareeb, after doing that sin. So what does Allah ta'ala say about such people in the Quran? Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. That for those people, Allah sends the acceptance of Tawbah. Allah sends this Tawbah, Allah accepts their Tawbah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Even though Allah deeply knows everything that they did, it means that even after doing sin, if we can turn to Tawbah soon after that sin, Allah is saying in the Quran that the Tawbah becomes lazim upon Allah. This is one way of Allah saying that how much Allah wants to forgive us. Tawbah becomes mandatory upon Him. And then there's also another ayah, which we also like from the Quran. And this is an ayah, Surah Baqarah, verse number 222. Allah says, Inna Allaha yuhibbu tawwabin. That Allah loves those people who make Tawbah. Allah could have said, Inna Allaha Ghafiru Tawwabin, that Allah could have said Allah forgives the people of Tawbah. Allah could have said that He accepts the Tawbah of the people of Tawbah. But no, Allah has said that indeed Allah Ta'ala loves the people of Tawbah. Loves the people of Tawbah. This means that for the sinners, there is a way to become the beloved of Allah. Ya Allah, your shan should be that to be your mahbub, one would have to be amongst the muttaqeen, the mohsineen, the zakireen. But look at the rahmah. Allah, look at your rahmah. Maybe we sacrificed on the rahmat of Allah, that Allah in Quran is announcing, Inna Allaha yuhibbu tawwabin. That there is another list among those who are my beloveds, those people who turn to me in tawbah. Tawwabin. Tawa means those sinning members of my ummah. Allah loves those people, the Muslims, the believers, who, when they committed sin, after that sin, they repent back to Allah. They make tawbah. And through them, through this act of tawbah, Allah makes them amongst the mahbubin, among His beloveds. So now we should also use this opportunity to make tawbah. How does a person make tawbah? It's very simple. In one hadith, which is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that whenever a person commits any sin, and then after that they want to make tawbah, they should do wudu. فَيَتَوَذَّعُ Make wudu. فَيُحْسِنُ الْوُدُو And make a proper wudu. Achhi tariqa se make wudu. ثُمَّ يَكُومُ فَيُسَلِّي رَكَتَيْن Then stand up on your janamas, on your musalla, and pray two raka salate tawbah. Two raka salate tawbah. ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِذَلِكَ الزَّمْبِ And then after that, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that you have done. إِلَّا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ The result will be nothing except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. So this night, we should also try to pray two raka, salate tawbah. We can pray this anytime. Make wudu, pray two raka, and then after that, make dua. Tiru Allah, I am your sinning servant. I'm making intention tonight to leave all my sins. Allah have mercy over me and Allah accept my tawbah. When a person makes tawbah with humility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of that individual. I'll end with one or two stories. One is the story from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That at one point in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's community, there was a long famine. There's no food and water. And all the people started praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam also started praying to Allah ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala sent a message to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that the rain is not coming because there is a sinner in this community. And mentioned a particular sin, that there is a person who has committed this sin. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he received this revelation, he shared with the community. And he said that person should leave because of that person, the rain is not coming. The announcement was made, but shortly thereafter, it started raining and it started pouring. And Musa alayhi salam turned to Allah and said, Ya Allah, you said that the rain is not coming because there was such and such a person. Nobody left. And all of a sudden started raining. So then Allah sent a revelation back to Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, that person made tawbah in their heart to me. When you made that announcement, they realize that it's them. It's because of their sin and they made tawbah to me in their heart. So Musa alayhi salam asked that, Allah, who is that person? Allah said, no, I can't tell you that. Because when that person made tawbah, he said that, Allah, I do tawbah of this sin in my heart. But if I leave this gathering, I'll be exposed. Allah, you are as-sattar. You hid my sin in front of this whole gathering for so many years. Allah, keep hiding my sin. Keep hiding my sin. And this is the haqiqat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is as-sattar. In fact, the Prophet said in another hadith that on the day of judgment, a person will be called to judgment and Allah will surround him with a cloud. And he will take his account in private because Allah is as-sattar. And Allah will make him count every sin that he has done. And Allah will say to him that, oh my servant, do you remember this sin? And do you remember that sin? And the person would have to say, yes, yes. And then Allah would say, Allah would ask that, do you remember this and this? And he will be counting, Allah Ta'ala will be counting each and every sin of that person. And that person will be sweating, will be dripping with sweat. And when will be shivering, then Allah will say that, oh my servant, you had iman in me. And you made tawbah, didn't I conceal all of your sins in your lifetime? And he will say, yes. So then Allah will say that, oh my servant, because of your iman and your good deeds, I forgive all of your sins and I conceal them on the day of judgment. And I will convert all of these sins into good deeds. And I will send you into Jannah. And when that cloak is removed and other people will see him, they will think that this was such a big wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has never ever done sin in his life. So we have this door of Allah before us tonight. And we have to attach ourselves with this door and make true tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullah alayh, he has mentioned a true story And we hope that you will listen to this attentively. There was a child who was thrown out of by his mother. And the mother said, go out and leave this home, leave this house. And the child started walking, and then he reached the corner of the street. And then he thought for some time, and then he came back. And he came back and came back at the door of the house. And he was just lying there on the ground. And then later, after some few hours, when the mother, she wanted to, for some need, she opened the door of the house. She saw her child is still standing at the door, still lying there. And she again was very angry. She said that, why haven't you left? I told you to leave. And then the child, he had tears in his eyes. And he looked at his mother and said that when you said leave, I also left. But I reached the corner of the street, and then a thought came to me, which brought me back. And the thought was that I thought to myself that the muhabbah which my mother, you can give me, I cannot get that muhabbat anywhere else. And now I'm sitting at your door. Whether you're upset with me or you're angry, whether you scold me or you hit me, I'm your son. I will not leave you. I'm here. And then the mother, she had so much love. She picked up that son and she hugged him and she forgave all of his misdeeds. Just like that child who did not leave the door of his mother. If a sinner also, if he can come to Allah Ta'ala and to the door of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and we can say this to Allah, that Ilahi abdukal asi ataka mukirram biz zunub wa qad da'aka wa in taghfir fa innaka la zata ahli wa illa taghfir fa man yarham sewaka. That Allah, I'm your sinning servant and I'm at your door and I admit of my sins and I ask you that if you forgive me, Allah, this befits you. And oh Allah, if you turn me away, then who else other than you can have mercy upon me? We should have this kafiyat in our heart and turn to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah. Allah is waiting for us. Allah is waiting for us. Allah becomes so happy that when a zahid comes to Allah, Allah responds by saying labbaik. When a rozedar, a saim comes to Allah and calls Allah, Allah says labbaik once. When a person who is obedient comes to Allah and calls Allah, Allah says labbaik. But when the sinner calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says labbaik, labbaik, labbaik. Three times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to welcome us. Because this person, he is asking, he's asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy. So when a person makes this tawbah, Allah can change all our sins into good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. We have to win over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and truly through this act of khalis tawbah, pure tawbah. We should make dua to Allah that Allah, you have said in Quran to us, فَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَسْفَهُ, that if someone does something bad to you, someone wrongs you, then you should forgive that person and you should overlook that person's mistake and do good to that person. Allah, if that's what you are saying to us, Allah, we have also done wrong to you. Allah, we have oppressed our own self. And Allah, we come to you tonight and we say the same thing. And Allah, we ask that you forgive us. You showered us with your maghfirah. Allah wants to lessen the burden of sins in this month. Allah, isn't it ajeeb that in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has asked us that Allah, you have told us that we should lessen the burden of people underneath us, our servants and drivers. Lessen the burden on these people. So yeah, Allah, we also come to you with that intention and ask you that Allah, lessen the burden of sins that we have on the back, that we have on our back. We have to hand ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for that person, waiting for that person to return back to him. This door of Allah, the doors are always open. There's unconditional. There are no conditions attached. No conditions. Allah is just waiting. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tawbah. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to turn to him in true tawbah. This is why this month of Ramadan is here. It's the month to come back to Ar-Rahman. It's the month to come back to As-Sattar. And it's the month to come back to At-Tawwab. To turn over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and win over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like a child comes to ask his mother for forgiveness. Forgiveness for something and then bursts into tears and kisses her hand and grabs her feet. And at last the mother, she will relent and she will wipe her son's tears with her own dupatta. Just like this, a slave, when they come to their Rabb, that Ya Allah, it is the month of Ramadan. It's the last 10 days. It's the night of Laylatul Qadr. Allah, you are Ar-Rahman. You are Ar-Rahim. You are Al-Ghafoor. You are Ghaffar and Sattar. Ya Allah, I've also come here to beg you for forgiveness. I have no amal, no taqwa, no ikhlas, no sifat. I'm the least of the Muslims. But Allah, I also present myself to you to win you back. Allah, forgive me also. Make me yours. I'm also a mu'min. I'm also amongst the Ummat Mustafa. I'm also one who believes in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, I also kept these fasts. I also prayed. Allah, I ask you out of your rahmah, your majesty and your shan, Allah, that forgive my sins. It befits you, Ya Allah. You love to forgive. Allah, forgive us also. Include us among those people who are the ibadu salihin, who are the muhibbin, the muqarrabin, the maqbulin. We'll just end with one last story. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh was a tabi'i, and at that time there was a woman who had a son who was very rebellious, and he was very distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that son won his last illness and was about to leave this world. And the mother, she was always trying to ask her son to make tawbah, but the son would never listen to her. And then when this child was about to leave this world, he said to his mother that, oh my mother, for so long I've rejected making tawbah, and you used to ask me, now I want to make tawbah before I leave this world. And you used to say that there's a pious person by the name of Hassan Basri, and I want you to go to him and ask him to come to me so that I can say tawbah with him. So the mother, she became very happy, and she speedily ran towards Hassan Basri, and she knocked on Hassan Basri's open and asked her that, why are you here? And she said that my son finally has agreed to make tawbah, and he's in the last illness, and he wants you to come so that he can make tawbah at your hands. He can make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your company. But Hassan Basri rahmatullah said that, look, your child has always been playing pranks with us, and even today I think he's playing a prank. I have to prepare for my bayan, and this is the time for my kailula, my sleep. So he excused himself. And the mother, she became very distressed and heartbroken. And she came back. And when she entered the room, the child, that kid, he could see from the tears that her mother had that he is not coming. And he then asked his mother, that mother, Hassan Basri will not come. And she nodded her head. And then the child said to his mother, that, oh, my mother, I want to make this dying wasiyat and nasiyat to you. That Allah, that, oh my mother, I'm so bad that even Hassan Basri has refused to come here and make dua for me. So, oh my mother, I want you, then when I pass away, I want you to take my body out on the street and tie my body to some animal and make that animal run through the streets of that city. And meanwhile, an announcer should announce that this is what happens to that person who turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his whole life. And when he said this, he had tears in his eyes, and his mother was also weeping and crying. And at that time, the child, he took his last breath and he passed away. As soon as he passed away, there was a knock on the door, and the mother, she opened, and outside Hassan Basri rahmatullah was standing. And he asked that, I'm here to say janaza at your son. And she asked him, why are you here? And he said that when you came to my house and I excused myself, and then when you went back, I went back to sleep. And then when I was sleeping, I was doing kailula, I had a dream. And in that dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an ilham on my heart. And he told me that, oh Hassan, a wali, one of my wali has just passed away. And if you don't go and offer his janaza salah, then I'm going to take my friendship that I've given you. I'm going to bring you down in your rank if you don't offer the salatul janaza of one of my wali who's passed away. So I'm here to offer the salatul janaza on your child. Subhanallah, this was that child who spent his entire lifetime in sin. And then at the very last, he made Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had this true Tawbah, true sincerity in his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so Rahim. He is such an amazing acceptor of Tawbah that not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Tawbah of that young man, but as a result of that true Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that person wilaya. That Allah said that this is my wali, he's my friend. He is my deep and dear and near friend. Subhanallah, if a person can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Tawbah, Allah, you are so merciful that you can include such a sinner and include that person among your friends. So we should in this gathering also seek forgiveness of all our sins from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, if you are so merciful that you can include such a sinner and grant him your wali, grant him your wilaya, your friendship, then Ya Allah, we are also gathered here. And Allah, we are also seeking forgiveness for all of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive us for all of our sins. Allah, save us from the zillat of these sins. Save us from the zillat of these sins in the dunya and the zillat of these sins on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, on that day, we cannot withstand the zillat before two people. How can we withstand the zillat on the day before all of creation, when all the anbiya will be there, when all the siddiqin sahaba will be there? Allah, we cannot lift a few kilograms of weight in this dunya. How can we carry the mountain of sins on our back on that day? We cannot bear the heat of this world. Allah, how can we bear the heat of the fire of Jahannam? Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, have mercy upon us. And Allah, forgive us for all our past misdeeds, all our sins. Allah, we forgot. Allah, we slipped. Allah, we wronged ourselves. Allah, we made a mistake. But Allah, today we realize, tonight we realize our mistake. Tonight we realize our errors. Tonight we realize our sins. And Allah, we are turning to you in true Tawbah. Allah, we are making Tawbah to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, to accept this Tawbah from all of us. Allah, we ask you to shower us with your maghfirah, to shower us with your rahmah. And Allah, before we leave, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins that we have done. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for us a life of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with his rahmah and his maghfirah and keep us shaded forever until we leave and we meet him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us that we meet him in such a state that he is pleased with us, that Allah, you are razi with us and we are razi with you, that you are smiling at us and we are smiling back at you. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make dua, سبحان ربي الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا يا رب كريم يا الله we have done ظلم on ourselves. Allah, we have allowed ourselves to become distant. Allah, we have allowed ourselves to become ghafil. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have spent the entire year in sins, in ghafla. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have spent the entire year chasing our nafs. And we spent the entire year, Allah, becoming victim of the delusion of nafs and shaitan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we left the entire year, Allah, away from this path. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we come to you tonight, Allah, having wronged ourselves, and bruised ourselves, having done zulum on ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we're at your door. Allah, we ask you that Allah, you forgive us for all our sins. Allah, forgive us for the sins that we did in the past.
Forgive us for the sins that we remember. Forgive us for the sins that we have forgotten. Allah, forgive us for the sins that we did during the day. Forgive us for the sins that we did during the night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Forgive us for the sins that we did in the past year. Forgive us for the sins that we did in the whole past lifetime. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for the sins that we are still doing right now. Ya Allah, we come to you tonight and we ask you to expose all the sins that we are doing, to expose before our own eyes all the sins, all the errors we are making, all the mistakes that we are making, all the things that are holding us back from you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we don't know those things. But whatever it is, Allah, we make tawbah. Whatever it is, Allah, we want to get rid of it. Whatever it is, Allah, we want to leave it. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to accept this intention from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we admit, Allah, that we haven't been able to leave sins. Allah, we admit that we haven't been able to save ourselves from sins. Allah, we admit that we haven't been able to travel on this path of taqwa. Allah, we admit of our shortcomings. We admit of our weaknesses. We admit of our deficiencies, of our faults, of our flaws. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, no matter how much, Allah, weak we are, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we don't have any mujahida. We don't have any mihnat. We haven't made any effort. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are presenting to you this niyat tonight, this husne niyat. Ya Allah, accept our niyat. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your rahmah. Out of your mercy and rahmah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this dua and accept this tawbah. And Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. And wipe away all the sins. Wipe away all the sins that we have done. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have seen in the dunya that the child who is weak, the mother, she has a special mercy and a special love for that weak child in the family. The father, he also has a special love and a shafqat and affection for that weak child in the family. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are the weakest, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you for your special rahmah, for your special affection. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we're living in this time and day and age. Allah, it's very difficult to stay away from sins. Allah, it's very difficult to stay away from sins. Allah, you know how difficult it is. Allah, there are so many temptations. Allah, there are so many distractions. Allah, there are so many diversions. Allah, there are so many distractions, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. There's so many temptations out there. Allah, there are so many temptations from outside of us, in shaitan, in dunya, in makhluk. There's so many temptations from within our nafs. Allah, this nafs is also nafs-e ammara. Allah, we're living in a society. We're living in this zamana. Allah, we're living in this day and age. Allah, we're left, right, and center. People are sinning. Allah, we are living in an environment of sin. We are living in gatherings of sin. Allah, we are living where our workplaces are workplaces of sin. Our schools and universities are places of sin. Allah, our streets are full of sins. Our homes are places of sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, how can we save ourselves from sins in this environment? Allah, it's very difficult, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you for madad. Every weak turns towards the strong. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are asking you for help. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, grant us your special rahmah. Grant us your special protection. Allah, save us from this environment. Allah, save us from everything that is displeasing to you. Everything that is distasteful to you. Everything that is disliked by you. Allah, we don't know how this will happen. But Allah, we know that you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah, you have the kudrat. You have the strength. Allah, we ask you for your help and madad. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Allah, grant us a sin-free life. Allah, when you give tawfiq, then people can lead 20, 30 years of their life without committing any sin. Allah, we also ask you for that same tawfiq, for that same hifazat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, this is the night of Qadr. This is the night of Laylatul Qadr. This is the night of power. This is the night of Qudrat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you to help us with your power. Allah, we ask you to help us with your quwwat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Save us from sins, Ya Allah. Allah, enable us to, Ya Allah, remove the last traces of sins from our life, the last specks of sins from our life, the zahiri sins, the batini sins, the sins that we know are sins, those things that we are sins, but we don't even know that those are sins.
Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, remove the curtains, remove the delusions, remove the deceptions, remove the illusions. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, make us in such a way that we become pleasing to you. Allah, make us in such a way that we become a razi, that you become a razi with us, that you are pleased with us. Allah, from the tips of our hairs to the soles of our feet, Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove every last drop of sin from us, from our zahir to the inner recesses of our batin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove all the sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us pure. Allah, make us pure. Allah, accept this tawbah from us tonight. Allah, your pyare mahbub Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when a person makes tawbah, Allah, you become happy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, that you accept this tawbah from all of us tonight. Allah, there might be one person here in this gathering, Allah, whose tawbah you might like. Allah, there might be one person, Allah, whose tears you might like, whose nadamat you might like, whose remorse you might like. Allah, there might be one person, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you by the barakah of that person to accept all of our tawbah, to accept the tawbah for all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there are men also in this gathering. They're young men, Ya Allah. Allah, you know, Ya Rabbi Kareem, it's difficult for youth to stay away from sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, nafs and shaitan is out there waiting for us. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, for a youth to turn to you in this zamana, Ya Rabbi Kareem, it's also not a small sacrifice. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had one Zulaikha for him. But Allah, for us, there are 100 Zulaikhas. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. We're living in this time of fitna and fasad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to accept this, Ya Allah. Ya shower us with your rahmah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, save our youth. Allah, save us, Ya Allah. Save our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us for this iman, for this life of iman and taqwa, life of ita'at and ibadat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there's so many women also in the gathering. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have seen in the dunya that if a person, a woman comes and people are willing to forgive death trials, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, we ask you to accept their coming, and Allah, by their barakah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, do lihaz of them, and Allah, accept our forgiveness, accept our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, some of us have now, we have white hair on our beards, white hair on our head. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are growing old. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, your beloved Nabi Wasallam said that you have haya over white hair. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, that you look at our years of iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, that you look at the years that we have spent in iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have been trying to win you. We have been trying to leave these sins. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, we haven't succeeded. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you for your help and madad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, take us out from this lifestyle of sin. Allah, decree for us on this night of Qadr, a life that is according to the Quran, Sunnah and the Sharia. Ya Rabbi Kareem, nothing is difficult for you. Allah, we ask you for your madad and help. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this tawbah from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this nadamat from all of us tonight. Accept this remorse and regret from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, every night so many people are emancipated from the hellfire. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to Allah, take our names also out from those people destined for Jahannam. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us itkum minan nar on this night. Allah, grant us itkum minan nar. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us itkum minan nar. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us itkum minan nar. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us Jannah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree for us Jannatul Firdaus bighayri hisab. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you tonight in Tawbah. We come to you tonight in Salah. Allah, we come to you tonight seeking taqwa. We come to you tonight seeking your friendship and your closeness, seeking your nearness and proximity. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, when you accept our tawbah, Allah, we also ask you that you become a razi with us. And you also put in our hearts muhabba, increase our hearts in muhabba for you. Ignite the flame of your muhabba in our hearts. Allah, accept us amongst the muhibbeen, the mahbubeen. Accept us and grant us the sifat of the aashikeen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from all the temptations, from all the distractions, from all the delusions. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, enable us to follow in the footsteps of the Nabiyeen, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever pious intentions we have, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to accept these intentions from all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us all the khair that the Prophet ﷺ asked for you on this night. And that we ask you for all the khair that all the beloved awliya, they ask from you on these nights of Ramadan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us all that khair. And Allah, save us and protect us from all the shurur, from all the fitna and fasad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you to accept us, Ya Allah, to include our names amongst the Tawabeen, to include our names amongst the Ta'ibeen, the Muhibbeen, the Muqarrabeen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.